Psalm chapter 121, let's begin reading in verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his promises. Thank God for his word. Verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. On this first Sunday of 2025, I hope to encourage somebody in the Lord today as I preach, looking up. Looking up. Somebody needs to look up. Come on, somebody needs to look up. It's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new season. Somebody needs to look up. This year's not last year. Come on, we're facing a new year. We're moving forward. God's alive. He's in control. I don't care how bad last year was. We're going forward. We're looking up. We're looking up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, somebody just receive that by faith. Lord, I'm looking up. I'm looking unto you. I'm looking unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. Be seated today. This Psalm 121 is the second in a series of psalms called Pilgrim Songs. And they were songs that were sung by travelers. Jews would travel to Jerusalem for one of the three main festivals each year, and they would sing these songs on the uphill road to the city. As the singer of this one journeyed, he lifted up his eyes and he looked toward the distant hills of that holy city. He's still a ways away now, but he's looking ahead and he still has some distance to travel, but with expectation, he looks up. He lifts his eyes toward those distant mountains and he declares a song of victory and a song of praise. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Sometimes you just got to declare it like it is. I don't have it all together. I don't know what to do. I don't even know how I'm going to come through this, but my help is coming from the Lord. God's got this under control. God's got a plan. I don't always understand his plan. I don't always know where his path is going to lead me. But my help comes from the Lord. And I'm going to trust him. And I'm going to keep walking. And while I'm walking through this valley, and while I'm going through this trouble, and while I'm experiencing these problems, I'm going to keep on looking up. Somebody today needs to look up. Come on, there's help that is coming. Help is on the way. Oh, it's interesting to see the trust that this traveler has in God. He's still some distance away from Jerusalem. He hasn't got there yet, but before he gets there, he knows he's already under the protective hand of God. He's still far from his destination, but he's not far from Jehovah. And so God was watching over him in his journey, and God is just as present in the journey as he is in the destination. God is just as present in our journey as he is in the destination. And none of us have arrived yet. None of us have arrived. We've still got miles to go before we sleep. And only God knows the roads we still have to travel. But here's the thing. We know who holds tomorrow. And in this journey, and in the unknown, and in the waiting for the fulfillment of God's plan in our life, there is a comfort, there is a peace that no matter what we face, oh, come on, and no matter what we go through, on both days that are sunny and those that have rain, God is in control. Come on, God's in control of your life. God's in control of my life. God's in control of this world. God's in control of this church. He orders our steps. He guides us. He directs us. He is in control. If we've not surrendered our life, our future, our destiny to God, it would be a good time to do so here on the first Sunday of 2025. God, we're going to make a commitment today. God, I'm going to trust your plan for my life. I'm going to follow your leading and no more going out and trying to blaze my own trail, trying to force things on my own. God, I'm going to trust your plan for my life. Oh, look up today. Look up today. Look up in 2025. Look up. Don't look down. Look up. No matter what you're going through, and no matter the circumstances, no matter the pressure, no matter the trials we're facing, look up. If we can keep looking up in spite of our difficulties, if we keep looking up in spite of our determined in our circumstances, our help comes from the Lord. We'll always find help in looking up. It's amazing at how just our posture can affect our attitude and our outlook on life. Someone who walks around with their head all hanging down, drooping their shoulders, dragging their feet. I mean, you're depressed just watching that, you know. That's not the picture of victory. Oh, come on, somebody. That's not an overcomer. But when we pick up our feet and we keep on marching, when we square our shoulders, when we pick up our head, when we look up, come on, that's half the battle. Don't let the enemy get the best of you today. Don't let them keep you down. Maybe last year was a rough one. This is a new year. Come on, this is a new season with new opportunities. God is still on the throne. Let's trust in him. Let's take him at his word and look up. Hallelujah. Even in praying with people to receive the Holy Ghost, I don't know if I've ever seen someone receive the Holy Ghost and speak with tongues for the very first time who is looking down. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I don't know that I've ever seen that happen. I noticed when Brother Robinette was here, one of the steps that he had while he was praying for us, is he said, lift up your head. We're going to lift up our heads. And there's power in looking up. There's help in looking up. Hey, I've come to tell somebody today, things are looking up. Things are looking up. Praise the Lord. Help is on the way. God is present with us. We've still got a journey ahead. I don't know where all we're going to have to go to get there, but there's hope today. There's help. There's comfort in knowing that our help comes from the Lord. Amen. In 20 years of pastoring, I've seen a few things, and people have come and people have gone. I've done a lot of baby dedications over the years, but I've also done a lot of funerals. And I've seen people make it through the most tragic of things. Then I've also seen many who walked away from the Lord over just simple little stuff. What was the difference? Some tried to make it on their own. They relied on their own strength. They thought they could make it by themselves, while others realized they didn't have what it takes to make it on their own. They needed help. Oh, and they looked up and they found their strength. They found their help. Come on today. Don't keep looking down. Don't keep considering your trouble and your circumstances. Through all the ups and downs of life, I can truly tell you, keep on looking up. Don't keep looking down. Don't keep looking down at people who are imperfect. Don't keep looking down because of the burden you're carrying. Don't keep looking down because of the weight and the heaviness. Somebody keep on looking up. Somebody lift up your head. Your help comes from the Lord. I feel like somebody needs to just let your faith take hold of this. It's almost like you're a little nervous to step out in faith because last year was a little rough for you. Last year you fought some battles. Last year you faced some trials, and you're a little nervous to take hold of this today. But I've come to preach to somebody from the Word of the Lord. You may fight some battles this year, but your help, it comes from the Lord. Your strength comes from God. Come on, God's got this thing under control. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep on looking up. Keep on looking up. Our help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, he told the disciples to get in a ship and go to the other side of the sea. And then he goes into a mountain to pray. And Matthew chapter 14, verse 24 tells us, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. What was troubling them, Jesus was in control of. The wind was contrary. They weren't making any progress. Oh, we know one day the storm will end, but sometimes it feels like we're not getting anywhere. Maybe last year you felt like you just didn't make any progress. It just seemed like you were spinning your wheels. Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever had those dreams? And I dream and the lion, he's chasing me and I'm going to go run and I'm stuck and I can't get moving. Have you ever had a dream like that? If you haven't, it'd be nice if you had one because then you could relate. But it's like, oh, I just can't get moving. What's the deal? Sometimes we're stuck in a storm and we're stuck in trouble and we're stuck in depression and we're stuck in fear, maybe stuck in addiction and we're not making any progress. We're not moving forward. The wind was contrary. But Jesus cared enough about them not to leave them stuck. And I've come to tell somebody today, Jesus cares enough about you not to leave you stuck in 2025. Oh, he came walking to them on the sea. He came walking on the water. He performed the supernatural in order to come to their assistance. If you're in a storm right now, if you're stuck, if you're facing contrary winds today, I've come to tell you, look up, because Jesus knows where we're at. He knows what we're going through. He knows what it takes to get to us. He knows the way that we take. And if you'll look up, help is coming. The disciples saw him walking on the sea, and at first they were troubled, and you and I would be too. I know it was Jesus. No, we'd be scared. They thought it was a ghost and cried out with fear. But Jesus told him, he said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Can you hear the words of the Lord today? Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. Look up. Help is on the way. Now, Peter's faith got a little crazy, and he said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said one word. He said, "Come." He didn't have to think about it. Jesus didn't have to consider. Now, this is kind of a complicated thing here, and I need to teach a 12-week course on how to walk on water, and I need to prepare him for. No, Jesus just said, come. And the only one of the disciples that has this as a testimony, Peter, walked on water. Wow. Matthew 14 and 30 says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And oh, we criticize Peter for getting distracted by the storm. How could he, you know? He took his eyes off Jesus and he started to look down at the wind and the waves, and he looked down at what he was walking on, and all of a sudden he began to sink and he was afraid. But how often do we get distracted? How often do we get our eyes off the Lord? And we get to looking at people, and we get to looking at problems, and we get to looking at people problems and problems people, and we get our eyes on the predicament instead of the hills from whence cometh our help. What was it that saved Peter? It was when he looked up to the Lord. He was afraid and began to sink, but he looked to Jesus and cried, Lord, would you save me? Matthew 14, 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Somebody needs to look up today. Yes, I know you're afraid. Yes, I know you're sinking. Yes, I know the storm is all around you. But look up. Lift up your eyes. Realize this is not the end. If you're still alive, God's got a plan for you. If you're still kicking, there's still some fight left. Come on, this year, I'm going forward. I'm looking up. I'm going to make a difference. Something's about to come to pass. I'm lifting up my eyes. I'm lifting up my spirit. I'm lifting up my heart today. I'm getting rid of depression. I'm getting rid of fear. I'm getting rid of anxiety. I'm trusting in the Lord. That's where my help is coming from. Oh, bless the Lord. The first part of Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Greek word that's used there that's translated in English as looking unto Jesus, it's a verb that implies a definite looking away from other things and then presently looking only to the Lord. What is it in 2025 that we need to look away from? What is it that's been getting too much of our attention? What things do we need to cut out of our life this year? Have we been spending too much time looking at others? Have we been comparing ourselves to everybody else instead of to Jesus? Have we been allowing too much of the world to keep our attention and our focus? And what kind of media have we been consuming? What kind of media has been consuming us? Social media, entertainment media, news media. If we're going to look to Jesus, we have to look away from some other things that are distracting us, consuming us. Look up. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the beginning and the end. Jesus is with us at the starting line. He's with us at the finish, and he'll be there all along the way as we run this race. He's the one who initiates our faith, and he's the one who completes it. Oh, come on, somebody. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He has begun. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. If he started you on this journey, he's going to keep you through the end. Come on, if he got you started in this thing, trust him to take you through. Come on, if he called you, he's going to make a way for you to meet the calling that he gave for your life. If Peter had to look up, we need to look up. But if Jesus could save Peter from sinking by walking on the water, he'll help us too today. Somebody look up. Lift up your eyes unto the hills. That's where our help comes from. Amen. Is there anybody else in the Bible that looked up? Well, I'm reminded today of a blind man named Bartimaeus. Jesus came to Jericho, and there were his disciples and all sorts of people gathered around. And the Bible tells us that blind Bartimaeus sat by the road begging. Now, he heard something going on, and he heard Jesus was going to be passing by. He looked up. Mark 10:47 says, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" Now, how can a blind man look up? Sometimes it's not a physical thing. Sometimes it's a spiritual thing. In his downtrodden condition, in his begging and poverty, in his utter hopelessness, he looked up. Those around him hadn't caught the vision yet. He was blind, but he had a vision they hadn't seen yet. And they tried to quiet him down, but that man was persistent. He cried out all the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." He wasn't going to let anybody keep him from looking up. He wanted a touch from Jesus. Oh, the prayer of Bartimaeus, it's a good example of how we ought to pray. He wasn't discouraged because nobody led him to Jesus. He wasn't silenced by those who would try to discourage him. He cried out all the more. He was determined. Charles Spurgeon preached some 150 years ago and said, "Take the gates of heaven and shake them, as though you would pull them up, post, bar, and all. Stand at mercy's door and take no denial. Knock, knock, and knock again. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Cold prayers never win God's ear, but draw your bow with full strength, as if you would send an arrow up so high as heaven." Somebody today needs to take your prayers to another level in 2025. There needs to be a boldness that comes upon you that says, "I've got to have an answer. I've got to see something change. I've got to have a move of the Spirit of God. I'm not content with letting my family go to hell. I'm not content with not seeing revival, but I'm going to take hold of this. And in prayer, I'm going to say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my family. Have mercy on my church.'" Oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody look up. In your spirit, look up today. Don't you be discouraged. Don't be downbeat. Don't be dismayed. Don't let your hopes be dashed. But look up today. Shake the gates of heaven with your prayers. Cry out till there's an answer. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Look up. Look up. And Jesus stopped and called for Bartimaeus. And Mark 10:52 says, "And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Our whole way of life can be transformed just by looking up from our despair, from our discouragement, from our disheartenment. Look up. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, it says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, and whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' This man had been unable to walk since birth. This was his life. They'd carry him to the gate of the temple, and he would sit there all day begging of those who were entering in to worship. No doubt he was a familiar sight to Peter and John, but this day something was about to change. He saw Peter and John, and he asked them for money, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, said, "Look on us." If you can read into this, it's almost as if Peter was getting his attention. Hey, look on us. He had to get him out of the mindset of where he was, because the guy was just thinking, I need a little money to just barely make it through the day. And Peter's like, hey, look on us. Stop looking at everything else and look on us. You're about to receive something much greater. Acts 3 and 6, then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Oh, sometimes people come to a Pentecostal church and they wonder what all that carrying on is about. Why are people clapping their hands? Why are people lifting their voice? Why are people shouting and dancing and running the aisles? Hey, if you've been delivered like we have, you would get excited too. God's been good to me. God has delivered me. God's brought me out. God's filled me with His Spirit. He's changed my world. I can't help but look up. When God's been this good to me, I realize it's not me, it's not my strength, but it's the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. A life of looking up, it always brings hope and joy. Would you stand with me in closing today? Psalm 24 and 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Luke 21, verse 25 says, and there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming, a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. If you read on in that chapter, verse 29, and he spake to them a parable, behold, the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. There's been many over the years who have studied this out and related the fig tree to Israel. And reading through, you know, this is talking of prophecy here, and Jesus is speaking of things that are to come. And one day we'll look back on all of this and we'll say, okay, that's exactly what he meant. That's what he meant. But if that holds, that when Israel becomes a nation again, that generation is going to see all of this fulfilled, that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. There's a few of you here that probably remember Israel be becoming a nation again. It's been a long time ago, and now most young people are just oblivious to that. There's some in that generation who've passed away. I feel like I've got to tell somebody today, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Am I saying 2025, the Lord's returning? There's a lot of people who've studied all this, and they say, well, it must be here, it must be then, and I don't know. I know this, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. 2025 is no time to be playing around. Not with your soul. Not with your soul. Well, the Lord's going to return in whatever year. But we're not promised tomorrow. Brother Wiggins, we talked about that. We're not promised tomorrow. I've got to look up now. Oh, come on. If you're here today, you're here under the mercy of God, under the blessings of the Lord. Come on, I'm looking to people in this house that one day you were back in a whole lot of trouble, in a pit of sin. There's some of you here today that you used to be bound by alcohol. You used to be bound by drugs. There's some of you here today that you've overdosed. Come on, I know there's some of you here today that you should have been dead, but you're here by the grace and the mercy of Almighty God. Somebody needs to look up. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Come on, this is a crazy world. There's all kinds of stuff happening. There's earthquakes and there's pestilence in the land, and all men's hearts are failing them for fear. It's time to look up. It's time to say, I'm getting right with the Lord. It's time to say, I've got to serve Jesus. 2025, I'm a looking up. Is there anybody, you come around this altar and say, this year I'm making a fresh start. This year I'm moving forward. This year we're going to have revival. This year I'm going to see victory.